The geeky dad of the week is...
Comic creator Led Bradshaw is back on the show to talk about his comic book series, Jake Jedpulse. It's an awesome comic book series, and it has a very interesting backstory. Check out this awesome interview. Okay, everybody. Led Bradshaw is with us again. You know, I didn't have you last season. I'm sorry I didn't have you last season, but we can rectify that now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great to be back.
Yeah, so for all the new listeners out there, Led, introduce yourself.
Well, I am Led Bradshaw, and I'm the owner of Jedpulse, the owner of Jedpulse Studios, and the co-creator of the new adventures of Jake Jedpulse. And I say co-creator because my son Jake is the inspiration behind the characters of that comic book story. So my character, Jake Jedpulse, or our character, Jake Jedpulse, is an autistic superhero who finds himself in the middle of an intergalactic war. And it's a really cool storybook superhero series that I used to teach my son how to read and understand the world around him. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And the last time you were on, the kids reviewed the book and they loved it. You know, you got to give us the new copy of the new issue.
Oh, I'm definitely going to send them to you. Yes. Yeah. I think you're really going to like these.
Yeah. So since you've been on the show, you've been working on some new stuff, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, since then, I guess I've been climbing into the role of course, helping others find their, you know, to find their passion. And some of them, it like when it comes to creative writing. So I've kind of like found a way to become like the Obi-Wan Kenobi to people's, like, you know, their
Yoda.
Yeah, pretty much like that. And it's cool because it's like, I love the questions that the people ask when it comes to creating stories, because I always try to find new and unique ways to help people find like the superheroes, the characters, the stories that they have within them, but they're not quite sure getting them out. So I've had this this discovery that, like, you know, that's really like, it's a lot of fun because it's helping me discover like what makes Jedpulse so unique. I guess like I really couldn't see it from the beginning because Jake and I were just so into just creating these stories together, but like the uniqueness of what the story really is by all the elements that went into it. So a lot of it were the art therapy lessons that we would do, or that I would instruct Jake like in his daily routine every single day, because he was always enamored with superheroes. And I would find different ways to connect with Jake by having him identify like the positive qualities within himself. And by doing that, I was able to guide him through certain lessons. Things like, you know, like, for instance, helping him discover like, you know, his uniqueness, authenticity, empowerment, things like that. And to tell you the truth, it's a lot of fun. I mean, I really like doing these little workshops and stuff. So,
yeah. And this method can work for any kid. It doesn't have to be autistic. It can be
exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? Exactly. And that's the thrilling part about it, because it's pretty much for everyone. I mean, it's even for adults too.
Right.
I booked a while ago. I think it's been about at least maybe 3 years now, and it's called The Hidden Heroes. The Hidden Heroes create your own character, like, you know, create your own comic book adventure. And in it is a lot of elements that I have been teaching Jake about, like creating your own superhero based on, you know, based on your own personality, your own experiences, identifying the good and bad traits. Like for instance, if you were a superhero, what kind of superhero would you be, and who would you fight for? Like, what would you fight for? What are your virtues? What are your morals? And see, people don't realize how much they invest into that superhero when they see themselves as, they don't realize that the best version of themselves isn't that superhero. It's all in them. They just have to realize, that it's already there in them. So it's a way of bringing it all out. You're helping them do that. And then, okay, now let's put together some flaws and like some things that you feel that you need to help, some help with, or you're not really quite there yet. So you're like, okay, well, it could be time management. It could be I'm afraid of heights. I don't like spiders. For me personally, I don't like clowns. Listen, I don't like clowns. I used to be afraid of them.
Right.
But
A lot of people are.
yeah, I mean, doing it creepy. Come on. And, so these were things that I would have, I would instruct someone to write down. And then the third thing would be like setting a goal. And the like now you're creating an effective way to overcome everything that you're those obstacles so that you could become that hero that you described, initially. And the funny thing about that is that not only are you helping yourself as an individual with your like within your own life, but you're also creating like an amazing backstory for a character because now you're creating the hero's journey. This is a character whose audience is going to root for this character because there's a human element that's grounded. And, it's grounded in reality that people can relate to. People have that, have had that experience before. And so it kind of works both ways. I know it's a little crazy when I'm explaining it, but it does have like a purpose when it comes to creative writing, if you actually sat and think about how life works, right?
So you have a YouTube channel now
Oh
that
yeah.
everybody should
Beat all
check
my
it out.
whopping 12 subscribers, yes.
Yes. You're going to be talking about the process with this
Yes.
YouTube channel, right?
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, it's baby steps now, but like we're gonna get into it. And the idea is building a community and building a community around like the creative process. So it's to help others create a story. My thing is I feel that there are people who have a story within them that is yet to be told, and they don't have the words or resources, maybe just yet, to actually get that story out. And I want to help them tell those amazing stories, whether they're comic books or whether they're novels, whatever for like whatever like a genre they want to tell. It's like I would love to be there to help them pull those wonderful ideas out. So yeah, it would be great to really spread that around and maybe share that with other people. Yeah, that's cool.
I mean, it's a good idea. And now you have another installment of Jake Jet Pulse, right?
Yes.
So how many books now is it?
Oh my gosh, I think it's like 13 now. I know, like when it comes to the there are because the, there's a mix of books. There's our story books, our beginning readers for children between like the ages of 3 and 7, and then we the actual comic book for like the older kids to, so they, it's not so corny.
Weren't you working on a coloring book also?
Yeah, I'm going like as a matter of fact, I did have the last time we spoke, I had a the it was oh what is it? Is the reading and math activity book, which had coloring pages in it. And I want to return and do another coloring book. The story has like the story itself has like each story now has a different theme. Like the last couple of books has been about like accepting others. Making friends. And our most recent one, which is called Fear of the Dark, which is basically one character who like the oldest character, the oldest member of the Jet Pulse Squadron is, which is funny because it's she's the Nightmare Queen. She can Miranda, who is the team member who can conjure up nightmares. Like to help fight, to help fight the Goblin Hive Queen and stuff, and
Right.
But her biggest secret that she's really embarrassed about is that she's afraid of the dark. And, you know, and it's like, I thought it was such an amazing story that that Jake had, that we had to tell that one. It's so good.
Oh, Jake came up with that idea, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was so cool to have a character that was so horrifyingly scary. I mean, like, they're the Batman and Robin of like the team,
right? Where
her partner is like this nonverbal ghost that only she can hear.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
Now, when you are creating with Jake, he comes up with a premise, and do you come up with like the name, or does he come up with the name for the character also?
Well, sometimes the name comes last.
Okay.
And we'll get is like a character profile.
Right, right.
So what we'll get is like, he'll come to me and say, "Hey, Dad, I have like an idea for this character who is like," maybe sometimes he'll have an age, or like an age and gender. Maybe he'll have like a little bit of the backstory ironed out. And I'll sit with him and try to get as much of it as I can out of him. And then like, we'll just fill in the blanks just by having fun. And we'll sit together and just kind of put it together that way.
Yeah. And people can buy the book at your website, right?
Yeah, they can purchase it at www.jakejetpulse.com, or they could head over to Amazon and purchase the books as well.
Mm-hmm. And any plans for, since COVID is kind of, you know, still around, but it's not as bad. Now you can do some signings. You can travel.
I definitely want to make plans like to head up the comic conventions this mm-hmm. year. I, you know, really want to get more active, because, you know, being the only illustrator, and, you know, like, it's just Jake and I, were like, I'm pretty much a one-man band when it comes to organizing everything. And last year was a year where daddy duty like took the forefront. Like, I needed
Right.
So it's like, this is where Jake was having a transition into becoming a teenager. He's
going, like, that's the tough years. Yeah.
And then there was a move. There was a lot of other things that, like, mm-hmm. like family things that, you know, that needed to be taken care of. So it's so now it's our time again to focus more on, you know, in Jetpulse, and really reintroduce it to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Let them know that we're still there, we're still working,
right? Get your name back out there. I was thinking, like, have you ever tried to recreate the costume and have Jake dress up like Jetpulse?
I would love to, I need to find somebody who's good with creating costumes, and at the same time I would really love to get him to jog around the block a few times, because he's had a few Big Macs.
No, but you know, you could probably contact one of those professional cosplayers, because they make those suits from scratch.
Yeah, I think they're fantastic costumes. I mean, I
would sometimes love, they're better than the movies, you know.
Yeah, they do such a wonderful job. The last time I went to Comic-Con, I was just amazed by just how much attention
goes
into like the whole costume creation. Someone's blown away.
I once saw like an Apocalypse that looked way better than the live action movie version.
Oh man, I've seen some Batman costumes that should like embarrass some Hollywood, like,
you know,
Hollywood designer. I mean, man, these guys are really good. The prosthetics too, seriously. They
look professional. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
And you haven't seen some of the ones that are like, they look like mech outfits. Like, they look like they had gears and everything. It's like crazy.
Yeah. I mean, there was a guy, I think the last Comic-Con I went to was 2019, I think.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy there like dressed as Megatron, like stilts.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And the idea that this guy went through all that. I mean, I don't even know how many pieces that costume was. It looked fantastic.
Right.
It had to be hot in there though.
I saw somebody dressed as the Alien Queen from Aliens.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it looks so realistic.
I mean, the commitment, really, because like in the off season, I'm wondering if they're doing it like all year. There's a
Yeah.
the commitment that they have to these costumes, man,
And
that's
it's not cheap to make those things. I'm
oh
sure it's
no.
very expensive.
Yeah,
Just
it's
use it
incredible.
for once, and that's it.
Yeah, I mean, something like that, I'd probably wear it like every other day. I'd try to get as much as I
Especially
can out of it, you know?
Halloween.
Oh, yeah, man. Seriously.
Imagine like an alien queen knocking on the door.
Oh, my gosh. It's like that guy that dresses up as like that, what is it, that skinwalker, the hellhound. Have you ever seen that online?
No.
He has this costume. It's horrific,
That
man.
like a local thing that happens in Bay Ridge over there?
Oh, no, it was not in Bay Ridge. If I saw that, I would run. I don't think I would leave the house. I mean, this costume is crazy, but you could probably find this guy online.
Okay.
Oh, man. It's I don't know if it's a wolf, a skinwalker, a demon. I don't know what it is, but like it just looks gross. And it has like a voice, one of those voice changers
Oh,
inside of it too. And
really?
like, yeah, it's the stuff
Yeah.
that wets your pants. It's like I would, well, like the what an imagination, really.
Yeah. What
Yeah.
we could also like contact somebody's like custom action figure makers. I did that when I did my book, and you can do like action figures.
I would really love to. I think that would make
They
my
usually
year.
take like an old action figure and like remodel it from that. That's what they did with mine.
I could probably do something like that. It's
Yeah.
I would love to see I would love to see these characters as toys.
Right, right,
That's
right.
one of the things. And the funny thing is, I think I said it the last time that we sat and talked together,
Yeah.
that I pretty much designed the look of Jake Gyllenhaal as if it was a toy line.
Right. You know, if you were to do that, you could probably use the base action figure for the new 52 Wally West. Because they kind of have the same costume a little bit. You just add a cape to that, recolor it a little bit.
I would love to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
I would really definitely like it'll probably save me the space of buying like a 3D printer.
Yeah.
You know?
I
Before
mean,
like the entire living room just becomes my work.
that's the main reason I don't get a 3D printer, because I'd just be making like things like crazy, you know?
I would make my Iron Man mask. That's the first
Right.
thing I'd probably do.
That's what they're doing now. They're actually doing that for the cosplayers. Yeah.
Oh, no wonder why this stuff's coming out so cool.
Yeah. So this is the good part, or the great part of the show.
Yes.
Let's get geeky. Let's talk
All right.
about what's making you geeky right now. I'm
Oh,
saying
okay.
X-Men
So the
97, right?
X-Men 97 is pretty amazing. I mean, like the who you could tell fanboys went into this,
Right,
and
right.
there is like an overabundance of Easter eggs all over that cartoon.
Crazy. And the song, when you hear that song, you are transported back in time. At least I am every time.
Well, depending on how old you are, it's
Yeah.
like this for me. It's actually kind of funny because I was always a geek. I always had fun, like, you know, it that was just always a thing. I remember, if the correct me if I'm wrong, but there was like, you know, the X-Men at the time would come on, and then Spider-Man had his, right?
Right. That came out like maybe like a year, maybe or two after that.
So, and at that time, I think I was already in college, but like, you know, the cool part was X-Men was the one thing that stopped all of my friends in their tracks.
Right, yeah.
And it was cool, like that intro, like sitting there and watching it again for the first time, because I know it, like it's been on DVD or whatever,
Right,
and
yeah.
I never watched, you know, like after its first run, I never watched it again. So it was
I
even
rewatched it recently, and you know, it definitely doesn't hold up in terms of animation wise, I think. You know, a lot of things are a little bit muddy. You know, the animation is kind of wonky in places, but you know, for the time, I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean
Yeah.
they did good. I mean it's, I mean the same era as the Power Rangers on television, and you
Right.
know, like we just wanted to be
And it was a
introduced.
very adult show. Like, it was probably the only animated TV show on Saturday morning that had a continuing storyline. Like, every episode was a cliffhanger.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like it had the same kind of tone as like, well, maybe not, because Batman the Animated Series was dark. That,
Yeah,
you know,
but you know,
that.
every Batman episode was like standalone, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know, that they're like, did they have like an ongoing? No, they
They had like
didn't.
maybe a couple of two-parters here and there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you're right. This is more like episodic television. The last time I really saw something like that was like Robotech. I
Right.
think like
And I think that
Robotech
was
had
like
that
the anime
crazy.
influence on the show, yeah.
Yeah, that was more like a soap opera. I mean,
But I
it's
think they were trying to get the feel of the comic book, you
yeah.
know?
But it was great with a continuous storyline. And like that's what I loved about X-Men also, because it was I mean, it's like, I guess they didn't the there were some episodes that were just like really, really good. I can't remember them exactly, but it all comes back to me when I start watching like X-Men 97. So it's like and this one thing I did notice about this new series is that it feels like, do you remember like the there was an X-Men series, was it like the late 90s, where it was like kind of an alternate universe type
X-Men
thing?
Evolution?
No, it wasn't the cartoon. It was actually in the comics, where like
Oh.
Wolverine has like one hand, you
Oh,
know, he's
yeah.
in love with
They
Jean
did an
Grey.
episode like that, I think.
Yeah, you know, and the funny thing about it is, I'm wondering if they're actually going in that direction, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like,
I think it
so
was Age of Apocalypse.
yeah, yes.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was wondering if that's where they're headed, because it seemed like there was like a couple of cues in there, and I was like,
Animation's way more improved now too. That's really good.
yeah, I mean, it's great to see like the same familiar art style. It's, you know, the technology's changed,
Right,
and Cyclops, they got this, the Cyclops is not a wussy. I don't, you
Yeah.
know, I
He
I'm
did
so
not get his due in any live action form at all, I think.
yeah, I mean, it's like he needs to be redeemed in live form.
Right, yeah.
He really does.
With one episode, they redeemed him, really.
Yeah. And there was that, like, the that first was it was the first episode, I think, where it's like we actually had to, you know, we can actually see him using his powers, other than, you know, he can move himself around, like using
Right,
it in a
yeah.
defensive posture.
Usually in the old show, all he did was catch Jean when she fainted. That's like
Yeah.
every episode.
I mean, like, this guy really had it bad for this poor girl. I mean, like, every 5 minutes he was like, Jean. I'm like, okay, we get it. You like her. Like, we get it, you
Now
know?
you got two, right?
Yeah, so good Lord. I mean, but that's the other thing, though. Which one? I got confused on the last episode, man. Like, which one is the real one?
Right, I think they're gonna play that up a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, like, that's gonna be like the big freak out. And but yeah, I loved it, man. I'm really loving it. So gives me something to look forward to every Wednesday.
Oh, wait, hold on. Something's going on with the house. It's the old house is making noise. You
Uh-oh.
hear that, right?
I have an active imagination. It could be anything in my head. It's
Yeah, it could be the zombies trying to get in. I don't know.
like,
Anyhow,
okay.
we'll keep it in the background. It makes the show more realistic. Now,
Yeah.
what are your future plans for Jake Jet Pulse?
Future plans,
How
my
big, is there an endpoint?
No, I the both of us agreed to take this as far as we both can, or like was which physically possible. Like,
Yeah.
we don't want to end it. We actually want to expand on it.
Right.
Jake has a beautiful imagination that I was able to write down. I encouraged him to create a story, like a story Bible,
Yeah.
to write
That's the
everything
best
there
way to go,
is.
yeah.
Yeah, to write everything there is about his comic book universe. And the wonderful thing about it is that there are six stories all together that makes up the whole Jet Pulse, like the whole Jet Pulse story. It's like the Adventures of Jake Jet Pulse in chronology comes almost near the end, you know, of like so six stories.
You're gonna have the character in the books grow just like the real Jake.
Yeah. Like, so the characters will grow with him.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's gonna like Jake is gonna go to high school, go to like college, you know, or you know.
Yeah, the whole Peter Parker treatment. And yeah, it'll be fun watching his journey and watching people come along and have fun. Like, if it turns into an animated cartoon somewhere down the road, hint, anyone in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Like, we'll reset the clock back to, like, you know, the age he was when we started, which was, I think we started at, was it 11 or 12?
Mm-hmm.
So now that most of the characters are now like 13 to 15.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, so it's
so it's I know you had some spin-offs in mind.
Yeah. We actually had a couple of prequels too, cuz mm-hmm. there's the entire battle between like the goblins and the trolls became one big backstory.
Mhm.
And Jake had told this story so wonderfully about how, you know, the Goblin Hive Queen, you know, Queen Damiana rises to power and like her betrayal of the goblins. And, you know, it was just so good, and how like, you know, her fall from grace from like, you know, these there were like six luminous beings in the universe that once mm-hmm. over everything, and how she betrayed them too. It's such a like the way how he put this all together, so much fun.
Yeah.
And yeah, and that storyline is it's absolutely wonderful, and I would love to see that become, you know, like become its own story. And then there's another part where another story that takes place in space. Think of like Battlestar Galactica,
right?
You know, but or like Trailblazers. Well, you know, something like more like the, you know, the old school, like the early, like the late 70s, like Buck Rogers or something.
Right,
or
right, yeah. Yeah.
You know, like the Jetpole Squadron, a whole different set of, you know, remember like how Voltron had like the 15 cars?
Yes, yes, right. Yes.
Yeah, so it's like that.
Vehicle, you know? Voltron, I think they called it, right?
Yeah, so it's a whole new set of kids of like, you know, individuals on their own adventures, yeah, under the Jet Pulse name, you know, like fighting, like, you know, fighting mm-hmm. evil throughout the universe. And I thought that was awesome too. So there's a lot of stories that we want to tell, and you know, I hope and that like
if, you know, anybody from Netflix or you know, Hulu or Paramount, all these other I know Disney is too preoccupied with like Marvel stuff right now, and Warner Brothers already got,
yeah,
you know, DC. You know, you got Paramount, you got Sony, you got these other guys. You know, you gotta take some of these, yeah, you know, unknown quantities here.
Yeah, I feel that attention is going. That attention is going to come. That is something that, like, because my belief. I mean, I know that it's. Like, I know we always like to say good things about like the things that we create, like, oh yeah, this is awesome, of course, but it's always been
right,
something I've been very confident in, that this will get the attention of someone. And in the back of my mind,
unlike anything that's out right now,
you know? Yeah, and it's, you know, and we're telling it as a story that has a feeling like, you know, like the Avatar and like Ben, right, 10 kind of feel to it. Yeah. So, you know, that's it's so there's a lot of like fun elements to it. At the same, yeah, time, you're getting a glimpse of what the world is like through the eyes of a kid who's autistic. So when Jake is, you know, there are certain things that like certain nuances, the things that in his personality that make him so unique, that we added into the story, and they're not added as weaknesses,
right?
They're
right.
just, you know, they're platforms. Sorry for the noise. It's like it's always happens. It's, whatever, it's, turn the mics on,
it's fine, it gives it more realism. That's what I always say.
Yeah, awesome. And it's such a cool thing. Like, we mentioned like a while ago that Jake's ability to focus or his sensitivity to noise, the auditory processing, like that disrupts his power. So
Yeah,
the
yeah.
ability to
We talked
have him
about that before.
focused.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other techniques like or other things like what Julia's at like Julia's inability to directly look people in the eye when she's speaking with them. These are things that like you know, these are hallmarks of autism. And I thought that this would be a wonderful way to show people that, you know, despite what they might assume are like flaws or weaknesses in this comic book universe, they're not.
That's
And
great.
it's just part of their
It's great
personality.
to spotlight that too. Yeah.
And it's, I think it's a wonderful thing. So what I did was I took different elements of autism and gave it to each character.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you get to see things differently. And we also introduced another cat or a character, Stephanie, who was awesome. Stephanie's ability to travel throughout time is so
Oh.
wonderful because in her reality, she gets like, and I got this from Jake also, that he gets the past, present, and future
Oh
sometimes
yeah. Okay.
confused.
Yeah.
So yeah. He'll speak about like past events as if they're already happening now.
That's a cool tech, yeah.
Yeah. So she's able to slow it down, like and slow it down, reverse it, or like spool it ahead. But it's not like she can go well, if she's not paying attention, it can have like some cataclysmic like
Right. Yeah.
results.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, when we created the character, we wanted her to have that power where she only realizes it can go like maybe a few months ahead, and that's as far as she knows. But she'll realize that it'll malfunction, you know, and
Right.
she'll go too far ahead. So yeah,
so
that's cool. That's another cool thing to add.
We're running out of time here, so well, let's cut this a little short.
All
We need to
right.
get you back on again.
I would love to be back on, man.
Yes. So everybody, check out all the cool stuff from Jake Jetpulse. You know, it's a cool universe. Check it out, and you know, I thank you for being on the show, man.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be back.
Yes, everybody, check out Jake Jetpulse, and you know, keep on being geeky and have fun out there. All right.